The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. For contract and iska draft and review, wills and estates, or other halachic services, please call 1-888-485-8223 or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Shabbos Daf Chof Beis. The Gemara says in Amud Aleph, Amar Rabbi Neir Chanukah, Mitzvah Lanicha B'Tefach HaSamach L'Pesach, V'Heichom Monochle, and the Gemara says that he puts the Menorah Mismoil of the doorway, Kadesh De Neir Chanukah Mismoil U'Mezuzim Yemin, it's Mavur in the Hemshach of the Gemara, that what we're talking about over here is in the Pesach HaChotzer. Just to give a little background to Negea, the whole of Mesechah Shabbos and Erevin is a lot about Chatzeros and Psochim, etc. The tzura of the way houses were made were houses in a courtyard, where in the courtyard there were a lot of different things which normally we associate with the inside of a house, doing laundry, cooking, etc., were done in the chotzer. That's where the teshmishe hadiurim were done. Things that are not private, things that could be done more in public, but things that are of a private nature were done in the chotzer. By the Pesach chotzer leading out to the Rishus HaRabim, where passerby would pass by the Rishus HaRabim, over there one would put the mezuzahs miyamin, Ner Chanukah is mismoil. This way a person should be, as the Gemara says, mukav b'mitzvahs, Ner Chanukah mismoil, mezuzah miyamin. So it would seem clear from the Gemara that the tzura of the mitzvah is to light the Pesach HaChotzer. The Ramah in Tofresh Ayin Aleph tells us that Bizman Azeh we noig lahadlich mibifnim, and this is the minig of most in Klai Yisrael. We light by the window. Of course, we light by the window which faces the Rishus HaRabim in order that there should be pesumin nisim, but we do not light by the Pesach HaChotzer. Even people that have a Pesach HaChotzer, people have a house, they have a front gate, they have a yard, they don't light by the front door, they light by the window. Or even the front door of the house. How many people light by the front door of the house? The Chassidim do light by a doorway, but most people light by a window. Why are we yotzei the mitzvah? So because the Gemara says that b'shas ha-sakono meniach al shulchone v'dayoy, person could light on his table, b'shas ha-sakono, where there was a gzeri against kiyum ha-mitzvahs, one could light on his table inside the house, the pesumei nisa will be for the b'nei bayis, and dayoy b'zeh is yotzei the mitzvah. What's strange is that b'zman hazeh would not seem to be a shas ha-sakono, one could light outside. And the truth of the matter is, in Yerushalayim, the minhag has become popular. I think in Yerushalayim 120 years ago, the minhag was not 140 years ago. The original Yerushalmi minhag was to light inside the way they lit in Chutz Laaretz, in Europe, North Africa, from other places where they came from. The Maril Diskin, Rabbi Shua Leib, when he came to Yerushalayim, said that they should go back to the original minhag of lighting. That's why if anybody's been in Yerushalayim Chanukah time, anybody's learned in Yerushalayim, they have the glass boxes with the Ner Chanukah inside, because they light outside the Pesach HaChotzer. So the one who insisted on the kiyum of this minig, or the kiyum of the halacha this way to light outside, was Moron, Rav Eliyoshev Zatzal. Of course, it hurts to say Zatzal. When we said Shirim on Brachas, we were able to say Moron, Rav Eliyoshev Shlita, and we were still mispalel for his Rav Yerushalayim, but now we say Rav Eliyoshev Zatzal. Rav Eliyoshev Zatzal was Mo'id Moise Nefesh on the Kiyum of the Mitzvah. I remember when I was a Bacher in the Mir, how Rav Efrati, Rav Eliyoshev's Talmud and driver, drove him past the Mir to check out the doorway of the front of the Mir. If anybody's seen the picture with all the glass boxes hanging from all the different sides and all the different windows, to say where different Bachers slept in different rooms in the dorm should light. Different rooms, you have to light from this side, from that side, which side is facing Rishus HaRabim. It's a little bit complex to figure out exactly. The Gemara says you have to light on both sides. When do you have to light? When don't you have to light? In some houses you have two doorways, you have to light from both sides. Lefi the din of the Gemara, of course, lefi the minig of Rav Olam, you light by the window of Zeh, and that's it. But if you light by Pesach HaChotzer, there's an empty Pesach HaChotzer, there's a marasayin that you're not lighting, so you have to light from both sides. You make a bracha on one, you make a bracha on both. Is a discussion for itself. Whether you make a bracha even on the mitzvah that you do with Nei Marasayin. In any case, what's interesting is that the minig of Rav Olam, or Mechuyif to be matzik, the minig of Rav Olam, which most people do not light outside in Pesach HaChotzer, even though it's not a Shas HaChshad. So the Ramah in Tofresh Ayin Aleph seems to be patterned on an idea which is expressed in the Sefer HaYitur, one of the classic Rishonim. And the Yitur tells us that B'Shas HaSakona, some deiris after the original takon of Ner Chanukah, when they were misaken, when it became a shas zakon, they were not able to light outside. It's not the pshat. The Chazal said, if you can't do the mitzvah outside, at least do the mitzvah inside. Chazal were oiker the mitzvah from outside, from Pesach HaChotzer, and they reestablished the mitzvah. They redacted the mitzvah, so to speak. Chazal put a clause into the original, the Chazal Chacham, that were mitaken the original mitzvah, that once it becomes a shas hashmad, a shas hasakona, the mitzvah is thereafter only to light inside. There is no chiv mehayoyim v'holo from then and on to light outside. Very b'chiddush, but that seems to be the meaning of Klal Yisrael. Others say differently. Others say that the mitzvah was never kuva to light outside. Mashmos of the Beis Yosef and Reish Peites and Yerudei Legabi Mezuzah would seem to be that Tefach Somach Lushas Ram, of these talking in the context of the right side, the left side, Mezuzah on one side, Nechanik on the other side, is not kuva. And the mitzvah that we have, Laniach HaPesach Peisa, these are all not kuva. The Ikka mitzvah is just the light. And as long as there's Pesumi Nisa of the Bnei Bais, that's enough. But as we said, the Maran Rav Eliyoshev Zatzal held that in the original Takana, the Mashmos of the Rishonim is that it's Likuva. You're not Yoitz inside. You may have seen the famous pictures of Eliyoshev lighting over there by the narrow alleyway, Rechov Chonon, when he's lighting by the door. I myself was Zoicha to watch him a few times, lighting at his time, where everybody's gathered around. You were able to see the 20 people hanging from the water pipes across the street to be able to take pictures of him lighting. In any case, the minhag seems to be, like the Balo Yitun, like the Mashmos of other Rishonim, that once they were oikir the mitzvah from outside, they were oikir the mitzvah from inside. In Eretz Yisrael, in Yerushalayim, where the minhag is to light outside, there is some discussion about, like we said, they sell in all the Beis Yisrael near the mirror. One could go to the what they call the Nagriot, the Zchuchiot, and buy a glass case. They make glass cases for tall menorahs. Mostly they make the glass cases for short menorahs. You have to be careful it doesn't break. You put it on a stool. This way nobody should crash in. The Sheilas Yaivitz, Rabbi Yaakov Emden, discusses in a tshuva lighting outside. He discusses lighting the way the original takon was, lighting outside, if you hold that that's the way you're supposed to light. And the Sheilas Yaivitz discusses lighting in a glass case, because if you light without a glass case, like the Gemara says, you have to light in a way where the nair can last, even if it goes out, you're not going to relight, kofso ein zokoglo, but it has to be lit, the nair Chanukah, in a way that it can last a half an hour. The nair Chanukah cannot last outside in a glass case. The wind will for sure blow it out, so you have to light in a glass case. Interestingly, the Aruch HaShulchan defends the minhag to light inside. He said it can't be that there's a minhag outside, because if you light outside, you have to light in a glass case. It's clear Chazal weren't mechayev you to make a whole contraption to light in a glass case that you could see it. Chazal weren't mechayev such a thing. This is the Aruch HaShulchan's rationale to defend why we could light inside. He's coming to defend the minhag. He's not going with the lumdis that they were oiker the mitzvah from the outside and they made the mitzvah to light inside. He says that the mitzvah is, it can't be that there's a minig outside with a glass case. Again, what was Bimei Chazal, that there was no wind, the climate was different. It's not clear. The way the winds blow, literally, in the time of the year that we're talking about, the end of December, early December, middle December, late November even, there's enough wind that one cannot realistically be mekayim the mitzvah, set up in Ner Chanukah that should have a chance of burning a half an hour without going out. Interestingly enough, it's brought down by Maril Diskin, who was the champion, as we said, of the minhag of lighting outside, and he says you're not yoitza in a glass case, because when you're lighting, the lighting itself is not roy to last for a half an hour out, so you're not yoitza in a glass case. It's not clear. We don't have any pictures of how they didn't have the cameramen weren't around to put the pictures in the Yeted and Hamodia then of different Gedolim lighting. We have no video of how the Maril Diskin lit. But Maril Diskin, they write Bishmoy that you can't light in a glass case. So is the glass case to be used pro or con or as a rationale for not having to light outside is an interesting discussion. In any case, the minhag Yerushalayim is to light in. That's the way Rav Eliyoshev Zatzal used to do it, and that's the way most of the Bnei Yeshiva in Yerushalayim do it. They light outside with a glass case. Very many people light inside to be matzik the minhag. you look at the Ritva also over here in the sugya in Chav Beis, the Ritva says also they weren't mechayiv mipnei hasakana any tsar, maybe lighting with a glass case, since it's a significant expense, maybe you're not mechayiv, so you're not mechayiv to light outside with a glass case. All this is not clear. It's another interesting subject, and again this glass case that was raised, the Bir Halacha and Reish Tzadikhes in Erech Chaim, when he's talking about Ner Havdalah, says that a Ner which is inside a glass case is going to get light bulbs. It's not clear if you could be, theoretically, you can make a Bari Mayer Reish. It's well known that Reb Chaim Oizer used to make a Bari Mayer Reish on electricity, on a light bulb, in order to show that he held that electricity. There was some discussion 70, 80 years ago whether electricity was Eish, was Mavir. He wanted to show that he held that it's Eish Midereisa, Benegeir, the Chumra of Shabbos. So he made Bari Mayer Eish, Mitzvah Shabbos, on a light bulb. Others, the Bi Halacha seems to say, that a Ner, which is surrounded by an Ashoshes, by a glass case, the Lashon of the Gemara and Shabbos is Ashoshes, is not considered a Ner. One cannot be Nener properly. Can feel the heat, maybe. It's not considered a proper Ner. One cannot make Bari Mayer Eish. Why should it be any different? Legabi the Kium of a Ner being Ish B'Pesach basis. Maybe according to Bi Halacha, you can't lie with a glass case. In any case, this is all open for discussion. The minig, as we said, by most people in Chutz La'aretz is to light inside, either because the takana was necker, because it's hard to light outside, glass case and all, sakana, maybe you shouldn't light because of the goyim, they'll think it's strange, but today, l'chora, anybody can do whatever they want. There are a lot weirder things that are being done in the name of religion, for sure. Us religious Jews could light outside. So why don't we? Obviously, the minig in Chutz La'aretz was to consider the minig mi'shas hashmad ve'elech as lighting inside, the minig in Yerushalayim, as we said, is to light outside with the glass case, and that is the tzuras d'shmaitza. There's another discussion which is very important. People today in Chutz La'aretz, your average person in America is not home from work at the Shas Hadlaka. Let's say, we'll say, for argument's sake, we won't get into a discussion of when the Samach L'Hashaycha, when is the Zman Hadlaka. Let's say, for argument's sake, it's a half an hour after the Shkia. Figure Hanukkah time in New York, the Shkia is around 4:45. We're talking about 5:20, 5:30. Most people are not home from work 5:30. So what do they light when they come home? What happened to Tifle Regal Menashuk, the Shir, which is discussed in the Gemara, is a half an hour after the Zman. We light B'Shas HaChoyshech, and there's Tichle Regel Menashuk. So others say that Bizman Hazeh, that there are street lights and it's not dangerous to walk around at night, there's no wild animals, there's no robber gangs roaming the streets of the average city, at least hopefully not where Jews live. There's no Tichle Regel Menashuk till later at night. So one could light till 11, 12. You have to figure out what Tichle Regel Menashuk is. If a person is has a late night job and comes up at 3 o'clock in the morning, Pashtus, there's no, that's already Tichle Regel Menashuk. There's no Pesumi Nisan people walking down the street. But 7, 8 o'clock at night, it's perfectly fine. There's enough people walking down the street to be Mekayim. But for argument's sake, the Rambam says that if it's past the time of Tichle Regel Menashuk, one cannot be Yotze the Mitzvah. Tosfos says, by us, in the Sugya of Pesumi Nisan, of Tichle Regel Menashuk, that Bizman Hazeh, that we light inside, which as we say is the meaning of Reib B'nei Chutz La'aretz, if we light inside the Ikur Pesumi Nisan is for B'nei Bayis, there's no share of Tichle Regel Menashuk. The Rishonim don't bring this Chiddush of Tosfos. It would be mashma, they hold that once Chazal established the Zman of the Mitzvah outside, that remains the Zman of the Mitzvah inside, despite the fact that the Nitunim, the shir, the mitzius of Tichle Regel Menashuk is not Megay anymore. Tichle Regel Menashuk L'Chor is only a shir when we're talking about people walking down the street, not inside. Maybe Chazal would metak in the mitzvah in the Zman of when it was outside, they established the mitzvah inside with the same Zman, it's not clear. But this is a tremendous nafkamina. The meaning of Roiv people is most people don't tell their wives to light for them because they're not going to be home on time. Well, sometimes the wife is not home, the children are not home, they wait till everybody's there, and they light later on, 7, 8, 9 o'clock at night, whatever it is at night. Either people rely on the fact that that's not the Zman of Tichle Regel Menashuk, the Zman Hazeh, or they hold like Tosfos, that since the Ikar Mitzvah is for B'nai Bayis, therefore there is no problem with Tichle Regel Menashuk. I know somebody who used to work late at night, till 2-3 o'clock in the morning, of course there's a problem. There's no pesuminista outside, there's no bnei bais, everybody's sleeping. So l'choy, the right thing to do is to wake up for the man of the house to wake up his wife and to light neris chanuk with his wife watching in order that there should pesuminista. It's not that easy, but l'choy, that's the only proper kima mitzvah on a night that he's working late. I knew somebody who was a photographer that's the way he was mekayim the mitzvah. He woke up his wife and he was mekayim the mitzvah by having the pesuminista at 3 o'clock in the morning. By having his wife stand there when he lit. Of course, there's no pesum enisa 3 o'clock in the morning. You don't have people walking down the street. That's for sure. Tichle regel mashuk. I might add that the Rambam that says that tichle regel mashuk is ma'akev b'di'evid. The Rambam says that the ikur mitzvah of ner Chanukah is for pesum enisa. If there's no pesum enisa, there's no mitzvah. Other Rishonim which choose Harash, but notably, say the mitzvah differently. They say that the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is a zecher for the nest that happened. It's a zecher for the menorah that burnt supernaturally in the Beis HaMikdash. Therefore, one lights. There's an added mitzvah of Pesum Enisa when one lights. Therefore, one should light for Pesum Enisa. But the ikur of the mitzvah is a zecher of the nest. Therefore, if one was not mekayim the mitzvah of Pesum Enisa, still one has the mitzvah. The Rambam, however, says that the ikur mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is Pesum Enisa. If there's no Pesum Enisa, there's no mitzvah, and one cannot be mekayim. Therefore, one has to wake up somebody. That's l'chor, that's the right thing to do. Here's another problem. So again, this is what, like we said, this is very negated, lighting inside or outside. If you're lighting outside, and you're considering the ikka mitzvah for b'nei b'rushus arabim, then there has to be pesum enisa, and that's negated time. If you're lighting inside, like Tosfos, it could be that the mitzvah is niskayim, pesum enisa yide b'nei abayis. L'chor, you can light as late as you want, as long as you have b'nei abayis that are around. Another issue which comes up with the lighting outside, which is another reason why for us it's hard to light, is in those days, B'mei Chazal, there were two or three houses in each chotzer. So one was able to light per person in chotzer, you were able to see how many neiris were being lit. There was a clear distinction, especially if there was one house, it was a clear distinction between different people, and you were able to see who was lighting and how much. Reb Shlem Zalman and Reb Moshe Feinstein Zatzal have a problem in today's apartment buildings lighting outside by the front door, which would be the venue of choice for lighting if you want to do the mitzvah. That's the way Rav Eliyoshev Zatzal used to tell everybody to do by the front of the building. If you have many residents in a building, picture you have 5-6 floors, and each floor there's 2 or 3 apartments, there's 15, 20, 25 apartments in a building, and everybody's lighting outside, you don't even know how many neiros are being lit. All you have is a big taruvus, a big jumble of neiros. That's not the tzura of the mitzvah. It can't be that would be the right way to light. Therefore, better to light inside for the bnei bais, to light by the window. There should be pesum enisa to the outside, but the ikur is to light for the inside. That's the way they said. Of course, in the Liyashu. In all the way, there's another issue, which has far-reaching halakhic ramifications, that the chotzer, the way we described it in the beginning of the year, is considered an extension. Since we said the ikur mitzvah, and we discussed in the previous year, is ner ishu beisoi, is a kiyum, not one does not light in Central Park for a 70-foot menorah for persuminis. So the ikur mitzvah is to light beisoi, ner ishu beisoi. The house should have a ner which brings persuminis. One home should be a place that radiates persuminis to the outside, but one doesn't light on the outside. If that's the case, then the chotzer, obviously, Chazal looked at it as an extension of the house, and that's not the way it was. B'mei Chazal, a person did, he had one room or two rooms, go to the old Yerushalmi Diris. Anybody who's been privileged to learn and live in Yerushalayim knows what the old Yerushalmi courtyards look like. There's one or two rooms which are used for eating and sleeping, and then they enclosed the kitchen, but in the old Yerushalmi chatzeris, in the chotzer was where they did the washing. They had this lean-to kitchen, and they cooked over there. They washed over there. Everything was done. They did a lot of things in the chotzer. That type of chotzer is an extension of the house. Today, what do? If we have an apartment building, out of our front door, what do we do outside that would consider that an extension of the house? This was the time of the Briskerov. I'm sorry, the Chaznish on the Briskerov. The Briskerov was also makbid when he came to Yerushalayim to light outside. And the Chaznish tainted that doesn't have a din of a chotzer. This is also, again, Hilchos Erevin. Mitzvah Hashem, we had the beginning of Shabbos, we'll have Mitzvah Hashem, Ahom Zachta Erevin. As far as talking about what's a chotzer, the different din of a chotzer, of a mavi, of a bais, a chotzer, is not the hallway in an apartment building. The Chazon Ish says not a chotzer. It's a mavi. A mavi in times of Chazal was a narrow street that led out to the Rishus Rabbin. He says that's mamish what the hallway in the apartment building is. All it is really a street, a private street owned by the people of the building, and it leads out to the Rishus Rabbin, which is the front street of whichever neighborhood you live in, which is mamish Rishus Rabbin. There's equal access to cars, trucks, anybody can go down the streets, but the street, which is not private, which is there for the people that live in that chotzer, he says the chotzer is the kitchen of each person in their private apartment. That's not a bais. That's the chotzer. The bais is the bedroom. There are tremendous ramifications in Erevin. There's also an interesting ramification of Chosh Mishpat. There's certain dinim that neighbors are not allowed to infringe on each other's rights vis-a-vis residential usage or bringing in other people. Somebody has a business. Is he allowed to have traffic, people trekking through the building? Coming to his house through a chotzer, one is not allowed to bring you. Disturb somebody else's private ishtabsha, somebody else can't cook if there are people coming through. But if it's a mavi is not considered a place of privacy. One could bring people through a mavi to come into his house. The hallway of an apartment building would be the same thing. If one wants to have a store, a private store in his dining room, let's say with nighttime hours, he wants to sell building supplies, let's say, can he have people trekking through the building? L'chairu b'tali in this chaznish and the briskerel. There's a lot of different ramifications in this halachic definition of a chotzer being an extension of vice or a chotzer b'zman hazeh. What's negated to us is the fact that the chaznish held that the chotzer of b'zman hazeh would not be considered an extension of vice. One cannot light by the outside of an apartment building. Where one would light, if one wanted to be yotzedin of Pesach HaBayis, to light by the one's front door is a lack of presuminisa, because the only people that see the nair are the people that pass by his door. Let's say you live on the top floor. You live on the fourth floor of an apartment building. The only people that pass by are the people from the fifth floor. Light by your front window and everybody sees. To light outside downstairs in the front door of the apartment building by the edge of the lobby might not be shaykh to you. You might not be yotze the mitzvah there. That would be another reason favoring the tzad not to do the mitzvah the way Rav Eliyosha Zatzal held to do it, with not to lie downstairs outside. Chaznish is clearly held that way. Those that follow the Chaznish in Bnei Brak do not lie outside by the Pesach HaChotzer or by the front door of the apartment building. In Yerushalayim, many people lie the way Rav Shul Leib Diskin, the way the Briskerov, and the way Rav Eliyosha Zatzal said to light. We might add this union of Ashkofi here, which one might add Al Piderech HaDrush, where if we say like the Itur that the original takana was to light outside for Bnei Rishus HaRabim, and now the Iker Mitzvah, they were Iker the Mitzvah, they made the Iker Tzur of the Mitzvah to light inside, but Pesach to light inside for Bnei Bayis, one might add that in times of Tikkun, when, so to speak, the house is in order, when there's a Beis HaMikdash, when our homes are perfect pictures of Hashkofa, of Torah values, of Shlemus, of Tikkun Amidis, then one can concentrate on bringing the light of Torah, the light of Mitzvah, to the outside. One can go out into the world and do Mitzvahs on the outside. The Iker Kiruv, and the Iker spreading of Torah that one does b'zman hazeh is l'bnei beisoy. The Iker one cannot sacrifice b'nei beisoy in order to bring the light of Torah to the outside, to the Rishus HaRabim. One has to light the nair of Chanukah, one has to light the torch of kiyum of limud HaTorah and kiyum HaMitzvahs inside. Everybody knows that the best kiruv in the world is inviting people from the outside to the inside, inviting people to a Shabbos table. Shabbos table in a true Jewish home is a place where one sees the Shekhinah, one sees the tzura of a life of Torah and mitzvahs in practice, and that is the right way to do kiruv, not to run around on the outside and sacrifice one's b'nei beisoy. This is at least our hashkafa. Others might feel otherwise, but our perception, the ikur of kiruv, even if one goes to a place, even if one moves to a community where there's a lack of Jewish structure, the ikur kiruv that one has to do is in one's house, in one's framework, in one's shul, in one's house, bringing in people from the outside to witness the ne'er issue based in the inside, people to see the light of the Shekhinah, the light of Torah mitzvahs on the inside. That is the most effective way of inspiring others to a life of Kiyum Torah mitzvahs.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halachic services or consultations, or to present a shaila, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. Or email info@thehalachacenter.org.